Thus, after manifesting variegatedness, the effulgent Mahatattva, which contains all the universes within itself, which is the root of all cosmic manifestations, and which is not destroyed at the time of annihilation, swallows up the darkness which covered the effulgence at the time of dissolution.
Vishwamatmavatam manyan kutastu yagalankula satirusa hibatibram akvapasya palam tama. Vishwamatmavatam. This body, everyone's body, is also a small universe. Whatever the arrangement is there in this body, a similar arrangement is there in the whole universe. The principle is the same. The same arrangement is within the seed of a banyan tree. Well, we have got practical experience that a small seed, a banyan tree, very small, but the potency within the seed is there, a big tree. So, this universes are also coming, like a small seed. That's what anyone has said. Just say it on Ishvasita Kalama Tavalam. From the beginning of Mahavishnu, the small particles are coming and they are developing into big manifestation of universal form. Similarly, our desire is also very small. We are very small, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the ear. Still we have got desires and everything, and according to the desire, as soon as there is creation, everything fructifies, everything comes out. It is called Suptathikarnaya. Suptathikarnaya means just like one man is sleeping, and in the morning when he is awakened, in the sleeping state, he forgot himself. He is wandering in dream, some other part of the world. He forgot this body and the bodily circumstances, everything. But as soon as he is awakened, he remembers everything. That darkness of ignorance, covering, is immediately gone. And he remembers that I'll have to do this, I'll have to do that, I'll have to go to my office or my business place. But when sleeping, he forgot everything. Similarly, in the dormant state after annihilation, we living entities, we forget everything. Just like at night, we are forgetting everything of these bodily activities. And again, during daytime, we are forgetting everything of the night dream. This is going on. Similarly, at the time of annihilation, prakriti jnanti mahika, kalpakhaya, when this millennium will be ended, at the end of Brahma's life, at that time, the living entity will stay in the body of the Mahavishnu. What is that sound? And again, when we are let loose from the general creation, our old remembrances all come in and we begin our life. This is the process of going bhutta bhutta praliyate. Sasidusha. Apavitaptibram atma prasapanam tava. So the darkness is there and the light is also there. Simply we have to be awakened. Therefore, Vedas, they instruct us that don't sleep. Get up. Uttishtata prapta varati bodha. Jagrata. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings, Kato nidra jao maya pisa chiva kole. Jeevi jago, gurasana bal. Gurasana means Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, all the living entities, you get up, be awakened. We may say, now we are awakened. This is not awakened. This is also slumber in darkness of ignorance. Real awakening is when we come to our spiritual consciousness. That is real awakening. Jani sasara bhutana tasmin jagrati sangyam. This is not this awakening state. This is not real happening. Real happening comes pwede understand ang Brahmasmi. So, at the present moment, we are not as we still sleeping because we are thinking, every one of us, I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. In this way, we are conscious of the dizziness. So we have to get out of the designation. And when we can understand our real identity, not this bodily identity, but spiritual soul identity, that is called Brahma-bhuta. Otherwise, we are Jiva-bhuta. So long we are identifying with this body, we are still sleeping. Kato nidra jao maya pishasiva poli. Just like a child sleeps on the lap of the mother. Similarly, we are sleeping on the lap of mother material nature. This is our position. So we have got this power to be awakened. Satyajasa. That power we have got. But we have to awaken it by good association, by sadhu-sangha is good association. Then we are awakened. Sadhu-sadhya-sato-sadhu-sangha. If we have little faith that we require awakening of spiritual consciousness, we should not sleep under the spell of this material consciousness. A little faith will help us. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Salpam api yasya dharmasya trati mahato bhaya. Mahato bhaya. There is great dangerous position that we do not know because we are sleeping. If a man is sleeping and somebody is coming to kill him, he does not know that somebody is coming to kill me, immediately I will be dead. There are so many cases of murder where the man is sleeping. Similarly, in this sleeping state of ignorance that I am this body, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, there is greatest danger. So somebody requires, a man is sleeping and another man is coming to kill him, a third person is required to awaken. Mr. Satan says, get up, get up, get up, the man is coming to kill you. So, the ear is open, although the man is sleeping, all other parts of the body, limbs of the body are inactive. So, the ear is open. So, therefore, the Vedic mantras are called Shruti. We have to hear the mantra. Vedic mantra, just like if a man is bitten by a snake, he is caused to hear the snake charma's mantra. He still there are, so that he can become awakened. And it is said in the Chanakya Pandit law, mantra sadi vasa sarpa. Mantra is powerful still. By mantra, a snake-bitten person can be brought into life. There are still some snake charmers in the villages. In our Mayapur, there is a Mahavagan. He can cure the snake-bitten case by mantra, still. So this mantra is required, the basic mantra. To hear mantra. This chanting of these verses is also hearing the Vedic mantra. So you should take chance. And the most important mantra is Mahamantra. Mahamantra, we are sleeping. But this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, if we hear, somehow or other, that is the greatest beneficial activity or welfare activity, is to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra so that others can hear. But unfortunately, when you chant loudly, others they think it is nuisance. That is the illusion. But actually, it is the process of acting. Get up, get up, get up. Chetadarpanamarjanam. If we hear this mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then the mistaken ideas, Chetadarpanamarjanam, cleansing the mirror of the heart. Everything, whatever we are thinking, doing, imagining, making plan, etc. The heart is so nice, it keeps a stock, photographic stock. Sometimes we have got experience, all of a sudden, a thought comes, which has no connection with my present activity, it's still all of a sudden. So, in the heart, there are so many stocks of different light, because I am passing through different light. So stock is there. It comes like bubble. Just like we find in some reservoir of water. Big, you know. All of a sudden, some bubble comes. Similarly, the heart is the stock of so many dirty things. Dirty things mean this experience of this material world. That is called dirty. Because we are covered, we are spirit soul, we are now covered by these material dirty things. So it can be removed. Satyajasa. There is such potency of the spirit soul that it can come out. Simply, the attempt should be made, assisted by or guided by a superior person, that is called spiritual master. He can guide and we can come out of this slumber, sleeping in ignorance. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very easy process, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasri, Iva Nasri, Iva Nasri, Iva Gatinannata. There is no other method for our spiritual problem. Simply chant Hare Krishna Mantra. There is no loss on our power. And if we chant Hare Krishna Mantra, there is no loss. You can chant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niyamita Smaranena Kala. There is no hard and fast rule for chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra. Everyone can attend. Even the children, they are also chanting. There is no loss, but gain is very much. That is the greatest gain. Chetadarpanamarjanam. That requires. Chetadarpanamarjanam. Just like in the mirror, if it is covered with dust, he cannot see your face. But if you cleanse the mirror very nicely, then you can see your actual face. Similarly, when our this heart is cleansed, and within the heart, Krishna is there. Ishara Sarvabhutana, Vridesha Arjuna Krishna. If we try to cleanse our heart, then Krishna is already there. He will help immediately. Sinnadam Sakatha Krishna Punna Samana Sikama Hridantasya Avadrani Vidunati. Avadrani, the same Dashi thing. Krishna is always ready to help us, provided if we get his help. Krishna is so nice as Paramatma. He is living within the heart and he is always ready to give us good advice and guide us. Chaitanya Guru. So, Guru within the heart. And this external spiritual master is Krishna's representative. When he sees that this living entity is little serious, he wants to know me, he wants to come to me, so he helps from within and he sends his representative from without. So from within and from without, Krishna is ready to help us, provided we become little adjacent, saddha. To create this saddha, little faith, we are trying to open these branches all over the world and people who are taking advantage of this little inclination will help. But there must be inclination. We are not dull, stone, that we have no power. We have got little power. That little independence is there because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is fully independent and we being minute part and parcel of Krishna, we have got also little independence. You don't forget this. And misuse of this independence is the cause of our material existence. You see. So still, Krishna is so kind. He comes, paritrana sarguna, vinasaya se duskita, dharma samsthapna thaya. If you simply become little inclined, sarvamasi yosya dharmas, little inclined, then Krishna is help us. Tattva sadhammam charanambujam hare bhajanna pakkota patista pujavi. If somebody is little inclined and out of sentiment or understanding, he gives us everything. Sadharma. And that is the primary disposition. Krishna says, sarva-dharma-antaritasya. Sarva-dharma means everyone has got a particular type of occupational duty. That is called sarva-dharma. Generally, the brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra, they have got particular type of duties. And as Krishna says, sarva-dharma-antaritasya. You give up your brahmana dharma, kshatriya dharma, vaishya dharma, sudra dharma, or Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, this dharma, that dharma. Sarva-dharma means everything. Sarva-dharma-antaritasya. It is little inclined. That is called, that is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Tattva-sadharmam charanāmbujam-bhari. He gives up all other duties. I am no more any followers of any dharma. I am followers of Krishna's lotus feet. If this determination is there, then everything is possible. There is a verse, ārādhita jadi hari samasāta tattin. He who takes the shelter of the lotus feet of Hari, Krishna, ārādhita, and worship it, ārādhita jadi hari, stapasāta tatke. Then there is no more necessity of austerities, penances, and so many other things. Simply this is the path. Aradhita jadi haris tamasata tatkin. Naradhita jadi haris tamasata tatkin. And after undergoing your religious principles and ritualistic ceremonies and austerities, penances, fully executing the occupational duty, everything done, but Naradhita Hari, but he could not understand how to worship Hari. So tamasata tatkin, then what is the use of this tapas? There is no use. It is simply waste of time. Sramayevahi kevalam. This is confirmed everywhere. Sramayevahi kevalam. Dharma sthanasthita pungsang vistakshena kathasuja notpadaya dharapinjaji sramayevahi kevalam. That you are executing your occupational duty very nicely. Suppose if you are from material point of view, you are big businessman or big medical practitioner, big engineer or anything. Everyone is, has got some occupational duty. So if you are doing, your duty is very nice. Dharma sthanasthita. Very nicely you are doing. Pungsa. But you have no Krishna your functioning in duties, occupational duties very nicely. But you do not develop Krishna consciousness. Dharma sthana sthita pungsa. Vishakshena kathasuja. Vishakshena. Krishna's another name is Vishakshena. So, if we do not become interested in hearing about Krishna, Krishna Rama, or there are so many names of Krishna, Govinda, Narayana. He has got many forms. So, Krishna means including all these forms. So, Vishakshena Kathasa. Not Pada is a thing, really. If you do not get interested, to hear about the Supreme Lord, then samayevahi kevalam. Your discharging very faithfully your occupational duty is simply labor of love. It has no meaning. So this is the point. The Vyasa Bhagavata instruction is that you must be careful of being successful by discharging your duties. That's your point of view. You do not remain blind. You see that you are successful. So how it is successful? That is also given indication in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sthana sthita pungsang. This is also here. Samsiddhi haritosana. Sthana sthita sa dharmasa. Samsiddhi haritosana. Atapungmi vijasvesta. There is a big meeting of very, very large and brilliant at Maimisharana. Perhaps you know Maimisharana. There is a place in Uttar Pradesh near Lucknow. There is a place, Maimisharana. So, long, long ago, say 4,000, 5,000 years ago, there was a big meeting of learned Brahmins. In that conference, this resolution was passed. What is that resolution? Atapungi Vijasvesta Varnasama Vibhagasa. Now we are assembled here, guided by the learned Brahmins. There are Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras also. So the resolution was passed. The president was Sudha Goswami. The Atapungi Vijasvesta, they address the learned Brahmins. These are fresh. Dija means twice born. Twice born. One born, one birth by the father and mother, and the other birth by the spiritual master and spiritual knowledge. mother, Gayatri, or Veda, Vedamata, and the father, the spiritual master. This is another birth. So, the Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, they are allowed, especially the Brahmans. Therefore, the Brahmanas are called Vidasrestha. Amongst the twice born, the best of the twice born. So, it was addressed to the best of the twice born, Atapunghi Vidasrestha, Varnasama Vihagas. They have got different occupational duties, as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. So how they can become successful by discharging their duties? Now, Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. You never mind whether you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. It doesn't matter. See that by your activities, by your occupational duty, the Supreme Personality Godhead is satisfied. Then your occupational duty is successful. Otherwise, srama eva hi kevalo. Simply wasting time and energy. So this uttishita jagruti, satyusha piva sibram. Satyusha, we have got that potency. To come to the light. Everyone, we have got that potency. Simply, we must be willing. That independence is there. I may not like it. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇaṁ braja. You do it. Krishna is all-powerful. He can force it to accept this principle, but that will not. He will not touch your independence. He will ask you to do it, but he will not force you to do it. If you do not take it, that is your choice. But this is the assurance to become illuminated, to become awakened to spiritual consciousness. We can do it at any moment if we want to accept it. Satyajasa, we have got that potency. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for giving enlightenment to the people that if you like, you can take to Krishna consciousness and then your life is successful. Arajita Jali Hari Samusata Tapti. That is the most welfare activities. Tattva sadhammam charanambujam bhare. If by sentiment also you take to Krishna consciousness, because in the beginning nobody is very serious. Sometimes by sentiment they take it. Even that this is also good, by sentiment. Tattva sadhammam charanambujam. And one who takes my sentiment, he may fall down. It doesn't matter. Because in that sentiment, just like here we find the children, they're dancing, they're chanting, they're playing the cymbal. All these activities are taken into account. Kṛta-puṇya puṇya. We collect all these effects of pious activities. His devotional service is so nice. So whatever you do, little bit, there is pious. Punna savana kirtan. Even if you do not do anything, simply if you hear, that is also punna. Punna savana kirtan. And if I speak just like a parrot, if I do not know anything about it, doesn't matter. It still requires. Punna samana kirtana. Somewhere or other, the children, what do they know about Krishna consciousness? But they are becoming pious, purified. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Kṛta-puṇya puṇya. Sādhaṁ vijarahu Kṛta-puṇya puṇya. Ittaṁ satāna brahma sukhānu bhutya. Dasangatana Paradayuti, Maya Sitana, Naradarakena, Sadhana Vijarhu, Kritapunna Punya. See, Sukadeva Goswami described when the cowherd boys were playing with Krishna, that is Krishna, he says, that these cowherd boys, they are not ordinary human beings. Kritapunna Punya. They have accumulated many, many birth, pious activities. As a result of which, they are now playing with Krishna. And who is Krishna? Ittham Satana Brahma Sukhana Vidya. Big, big rishis and yogis, those who are interested in Brahma Sukha, are to march in the Brahma Ipalsense. The souls of Brahma Ipalsense is here playing. Krishna. Jasta Prabha Prabhupatu Jagadannat. So, this little, little accumulation of punna, very easy. No expenditure, no experience, no education. Nothing. Simply. Come here, enjoy this chanting and dancing. In the child, krita punna punja, little, little, little. One day you'll be able to play Krishna. Thank you very much.